Hello, hello, hello! Welcome back once again to the Retrocade Podcast, episode 30. I think this is episode 30, Sean. I didn't look
before.
I didn't look beforehand, but I'm pretty sure this is our big 30th.
Been a long journey.
It only took us 3 years to get to 30 episodes. Isn't that comforting?
Fantastic.
To all our faithful listeners who have stuck to us for 10 episodes a year. For 3 years. We started this in summer 2015, and now it is summer 2018. I tell you, those 3 years went pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely. Flash in the pan.
Flash in the pan. It's Phil here and
Sean.
Yeah, and we're great. It's happy to be back. It's been a few weeks now. I think we were saying before, has it been 6 weeks? I think it's actually been.
Rough estimate.
Well, all right, so the last episode was June 22nd, so it's actually only been a month. So it's actually not bad. It feels longer than that, right?
It's the summer, man.
It's the summer. Dog days, man.
This is the dog days episode, right?
Yeah, this is the middle of summer. Unless we get a good episode in August, this will be the dog days episode. Because really, when do the dog days start and finish of summer?
It's the end of July to early August.
Yeah, that's really the home stretch. Or like in our terms, we used to have there was a Cortell U block party, which is a local block party that we would go to every year. And for me, that was the beginning of the end. Because that was always the end of July, early August, and once that happened, it was like, okay, now we just
in August,
endure a month.
In August, like two more weeks, September.
Exactly, you know.
We're not just in school, so it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, that shit doesn't
we're
happen.
Just gonna work,
you're just working in 85 degree humidity, so
it's fucking swamp.
It's been a swamp. It's funny because July was pretty good. Or, no, should I say maybe the first few weeks of June into July? Good weather. Like,
July's been kind of shitty weather, actually.
But July, so far, the last 2 weeks, quite hot and humid, and especially the last week has been
humid and raining.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like today was the first day in like a week where I seen like clear sky, but not like even 100% clear, and it was quite humid. Not that this was a fucking weather show, but
what's funny is I was just in Nevada last week, Northern
Ooh,
Nevada.
Ooh, nice and dry, dry. Reno. It's a dry heat, Sean. It's a dry heat.
The weather was compared to here was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, crisp 80 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, and that 80 probably feels like 73.
Yeah,
you know. Because it's dry,
clear,
you know.
Just not a
That's good.
Cloud
it's not oppressive, yeah. Because when I was last in Vegas, I was in March, but not this year, well, years back. And it was like the weather was really well. That's you were in Reno,
yeah,
and
so I'm more
Lake
in the
Tahoe.
Mountains. You're but more you're just in the straight desert,
exactly. In Vegas, in the straight desert, and it was like March. And the weather was like 80. I remember looking at my like phone. I was like, oh, 82. But it felt more like 73. It was like real comfortable. Like, you know, t-shirt with like, you know, a nice dry sunny sky on top of you. And it's fine, you know. I would assume maybe it bakes you in the summer when it's 115.
For sure.
But yeah, not too bad.
I want to kind of tackle, you know, it's not too many movie things going on. We'll get to that. But the biggest event right now is Comic-Con.
Lots of Comic-Con.
So there's just tons of content.
It's the
every
big
which
event.
Way.
Of course, we couldn't attend. We couldn't make it.
Yeah, we're not in California. Not yet.
Yeah, San Diego. And I tell you, even if we were, it would probably be a bitch to get tickets. But we could probably swing it. Although New York Comic Con is coming up. Did you fan verify, Sean, to get your ticket? I wonder if I could.
I like that you texted me around 20 minutes before
it was
expired.
20. All you needed to do is put your email in. I know, because I forgot. I was like, fuck, it's the last day right now.
Well, if you texted me the day earlier, I would have done it. But you texted me, like,
yeah.
I looked at
I texted
my phone
you
an hour later,
and our friend
and
Steve
like,
from episode one.
It was like, yo, dude, I definitely missed it. So I'm going to scramble to get a ticket for Saturday, but it's going to be very difficult.
For the this time around?
Yes.
Why, you think I looked the other day. I could buy two tickets. The question is, are they just going to scan us and it's all good? Because they make it seem like I need to put your fan verification in. I tell you what, I'll try to buy two tickets. Saturday's already sold out, by the way.
All
so
right.
The Sunday, I think, is still there.
I prefer Sunday.
For the Sunday instead
Absolutely.
Of like a.
I don't want to use a day off. Honestly,
okay, so I'll buy two for the Sunday.
Let me know,
and see
I'll
if
Venmo
we can swing
you,
it.
We'll
it would be. We should definitely do it. We could do video and have a whole
tremendous content.
Yeah, it would be
and
fantastic content. Everybody
merch they have in there is.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
look at all the merch.
Hurt my
nice
fucking wallet.
Sure. Nice
you.
Star Wars stuff. I tell you, the last time I made it, it's so funny because I bought a ticket last year to New York Comic Con. I was supposed to go with our good deceased friend who was on two episodes,
Correct.
Mikey.
My friend Mikey.
Yeah. And he died before. So I had my ticket left. And the day came up And I was like, I don't even want to go. And I just like threw my ticket down and I didn't even go, you know? So, but this time around I'll go. I was going to go in his honor, but I was like bitter and like alone. And I was like,
and,
I'm
you
not
know,
go.
It's like you got to go to Manhattan and it's a
process. It's a burden, especially if you're alone. If you go through with that or a friend, that was the whole thing. Cause the last time I was at Comic-Con was in 2010 with Mikey. And we went 2 days. He had a 4 day pass. We went Saturday and Sunday. And we went to Saturday.
He got it through Comic Book Jones, I remember.
He did. He got it through a 4 day pass. He had 2 4 day passes through Comic Book Jones. And
it's a local comic store.
Local comic book store in Staten Island. And he was able to get swing 2 passes. And, you know, they're not cheap. And he got one for me. He's like, oh, you want to come with? And I was like, he's like, yeah, all you got to do is drive. I was like, done. And I drove. And then, you know, parking came, and I was like, Mike, we could probably find parking like 4 blocks away. And he was like,
4 blocks.
Fuck that.
You
and he had me parked directly across the street for $60. And I think now it's like 70 or 80. It's gone up even more for parking directly.
Inflation, bro.
Yeah, it was 8 years ago. And event parking is crazy expensive there.
That's what I would own a parking garage.
That's all you got to do.
No upkeep.
No upkeep.
You hire Somalians. They don't even speak English.
They just take the money, $80, and put on their stupid vacant lot, and that's
it. What are your expenses? Zero.
Yeah, they're nothing. Just,
flashing fluorescent lights. Yeah,
like.
You don't even change your light bulbs.
No. You just put up a sign that says event parking and gouge people to death. And we did it the other day. I was at Madison Square Garden for the Foo Fighters. And it was event parking 4 blocks down was $40. And that's 4 blocks down, you know.
I remember
still $40.
Maybe 6 months to a year ago, I had an interview in Times Square. And I was like kind of running late.
Yeah.
So I was like, you can't go late to the interview, you know. So I was like, I had to pay for fucking parking.
Sure.
I was there for approximately 1 hour. It was $30 for 1 hour.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Fucking
and that's
ridiculous.
Not event parking. That was that a week?
And
was that
this
a weekday?
Like Tuesday afternoon
that's
parking.
It. Yeah, it's funny because my friend works at the bus terminal over in 42nd Street.
I mentioned
Street.
This story to him, and he told me, "Oh, you should have told me. You could have parked in my."
Oh, did he? Yeah.
But
he could do that.
At the time, I didn't think about it.
The last time when I was at MSG last year for Queens of the Stone Age, he hooked me up, and I was able to park there. This time, though, I was arguing with him. So, and I wasn't sure if he's working or not. Like, we had, a week-long argument. So, I was, like, I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of, like, me having to, like, beg him for the spot. So, I didn't even ask him. And I had my girlfriend pay the $40 for the parking.
Well, at least she did that, right?
Yeah, I know. But I did drive in.
So, they dropped some huge trailers.
They did.
Off the head, Aquaman.
What'd
Shazam,
you think?
Godzilla. We'll discuss those three.
Well, what are you thinking about Aquaman?
I think it looks fun.
Yeah.
I think it looks exciting. I think, you know, he's played this kind of bro-ish jock guy.
Yes.
And Justice League. He's crushing beers, saying one-liners, and just kind of flexing in the mirror, you know?
Yes. Very much the epitome of, like, what bros think a superhero is supposed to be, you know?
So if you were to combine, like, an asshole guy at the gym that hangs out on Jersey Shore...
Yes.
With a fictional mermaid.
This is the movie for you. This is the movie for you, everybody. Keep that in mind.
But you know, it's very CGI, which it has to be.
Naturally,
the movie takes place underwater.
Yeah.
But it looks cool.
Yeah.
It looks like something fun, not overly complicated.
Yes. But have the DC movies been fun?
I thought Wonder Woman was a good surprise.
That's the best one. That's
she
the best
is the
one.
Star of the Batman's been lukewarm.
Definitely.
Since Christopher Nolan's departure.
100%.
Bale.
Even, what's his name, Ben Affleck doesn't want to play it again. So he says. So, speculation.
But he's never even played a full movie.
I know. It's not like he did a standalone one. He has Batman v Superman.
Which was terrible.
Justice League.
Not terrible.
Which was okay. Wait. Batman v Superman wasn't that good.
It was...
You say terrible, and it's acceptable. Like, that's like, okay, it's an acceptable response. I'm not gonna hold you back and be like, whoa. It wasn't terrible.
It definitely wasn't good, and it's so fucking long, I don't want
to
rewatch it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't even rewatch the fucking thing to see if there's any redeeming qualities.
2.5 hours.
Friggin' 180 minutes.
So if you look
ridiculous.
At it, the only 2 times we've seen him, it's been meh.
Yeah, and then you have what else? You have, Well, he had his cameo
Suicide Squad. He had maybe 30 seconds of lines.
30 seconds of cameo with Will Smith.
Chases
the Joker, and he says something to Will Smith, doesn't he, in the alleyway?
Or, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
In Pat, That's like, another movie I can't rewatch.
Yeah, I know, right? They're like worthless. It's funny because when I saw Suicide Squad in theaters, I think because my expectations were so low and everybody was like, it's a disaster, it's an abortion. And then I went in, I was like, well, it wasn't an abortion. And now I'm thinking about it. Well, it was completely forgettable, but I'm not going to, I still, I guess, won't call it an abortion, but it's definitely forgettable.
I don't think I could watch it again, though.
Yeah, if it was on TV, I wouldn't keep it on.
No, I wouldn't. And sure. I don't think they're going to do a sequel. There's nothing like.
No, it didn't do well financially too. I don't think
I'm
it
excited
well.
About this Joker movie if we're going to DC. Joaquin
yes.
Phoenix is confirmed, signed
interesting,
on.
Interesting.
So apparently Robert De Niro has joined the cast.
Mm-hmm.
His role's yet to be specified. But
yeah.
He has joined the cast, so it should be interesting.
What is he gonna do? Who's he gonna be?
This is my prediction. I think he's just gonna be some kind of crime boss.
You think so?
Because it takes place in 1980s.
Okay.
And you could see Joker has a history of dealing with mob bosses, usually double-crossing
yes.
them.
Especially
them.
In the 90s TV show and 90s comics, they had that mob boss. I think his name was Rupert Thorne. That was a really good one. They should have brought him into the movies.
They played... he was bigger in the Nolan series, but he's in the comics.
Was Rupert Thorne?
Falcone.
Oh, Falcone. Yes.
He's another one of the big mob bosses in
Gotham. He was in the comics?
Yes.
Because I remember in the 90s, the big mob guy in Batman was Rupert Thorne. And I always love that name. Falcone's pretty good, too. And they, you're right. They used him in the Nolans. But I remember Rupert Thorne. He was like the you know, the mob guy, which was cool. It was cool to have like a non-supervillain bad guy.
So this is the backdrop of this is Gotham, obviously. But it's in the 80s, and it's going to be kind of gritty mob, mob-ass movie with probably... I mean, you have to have Batman in some capacity.
Is there a director attached to this yet?
I know Scorsese is involved. I think
he's not directing it, though.
He's not directing it, but
he's producing.
Involved. I think he's a producer. But just that he's attached to it, I think, gives some credibility to the mob
sure
element.
Does, and he'll he'll definitely, you know, maybe swing it in the right direction, at least, hopefully.
I'd say a year to see.
It also says right now Robert De Niro in talks. What's he going to do?
No, that's what I just mentioned.
I said
De Niro.
I thought you said, what's his name? I thought you said,
No, I said De Niro is just confirmed.
Okay. I thought you said, what's
Pacino?
His name? No. Who's the director of all those movies?
Scorsese. I just said De Niro. De Niro.
I heard Scorsese in my head.
It's all right.
Yeah,
you say the dog days here, huh?
Yeah, I'm very tired. But, so he's enjoying the movie. I would assume he's going to be producing in some way, shape, or form. I don't think he would, or unless he'll be on screen. I don't know. Well, you know, would he be on screen?
Yeah. De Niro, yes.
Yeah, but...
I don't know if you're having some kind of aneurysm or...
No, I'm reading this article, and I'm like, it just says he's in talks to join. So I'm like, well, what is he going to do? Is he going to produce? Is he going to be on screen? What does join mean?
He's going to be in the movie.
I guess.
Fairly certain.
Okay.
So there's some other projects. DC Animated's got a lot going on. Death of Superman's coming out.
Yes.
It's one of the huge marquee comic moments of the 90s.
Oh, fantastic. That was very big. I mean,
The thing is, that's
was never a big comic guy in the 90s, but that was, you know, I remember that on the shelves, you know.
That's one of the things where, like, the bubble bursts or, like, oh, I got to own this marquee issue.
Yes, yeah, that was one of the ones.
When you
buy
a fucking
gimmicky.
Million of them, worth, if you paid $5 in 1993, it's worth $7 now.
Yeah, well, that's where they overproduce those ones. So. But, so that's going to be, that's a thing.
So, Godzilla, I'm a big Godzilla fan.
Yeah.
Did
you like the 2000, was
it
15
okay.
one?
It was so long ago, to be honest with you, but it was okay.
The 2015 one was so long ago? Did you like the 1997 one?
The Matthew Broderick.
With Matthew Broderick and Dean Devlin and...
Okay, so at the
everybody
time,
from The Simpsons in that movie.
At the time, Hank Azaria.
Nancy Cartwright, Hank Azaria.
At the time being...
Even, what's his name? Oh, today it's 6. What's his name? Harry Shearer?
Yeah, so at the time being a 10-year-old, I thought I liked it.
Yes.
I rewatched it 5 years later and I'm 15. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
I liked it in the 90s and you can't watch it today.
Nah, it's horrendous.
And actually the CG in that movie is very dated. It looks terrible. They tried to muffle everything out.
This is the biggest problem is you change what he looks like.
Yeah.
Godzilla's iconic.
Absolutely. That straight,
creature.
Upright. They tried to make him look T-Rex.
And then he has the...
It's only
the iconic kind of scales, the radioactive scales, and the roar. It's a very famous sound.
You need that roar. You know, it's got that.
It's funny because they developed
like
that roar
That's an awesome roar.
I remember being, you know,
that's,
you
that roar is great.
It's super iconic sound.
Absolutely.
Like, you hear that sound, you immediately resonate with Godzilla. Absolutely. The whole world knows what that.
You know who tried to bite that off on that a bit? The Power Rangers. I don't know if you recall, like, their Megazords have very similar roars. Like, the Rodan and, like, you know, they had the Megazord and the fucking, all those, they had very similar sound effects.
So you didn't see too much of the two other main monsters in it, which is Mothra.
Mothra. Well, Mothra was in it, right?
Mothra's going to be in this new one.
Well, who did he fight in the 2015 one?
Some weird, like,
wasn't Mothra?
No, it was these, like, insects, reptilian
right,
insect
well, Mothra
guys.
Is,
So Mothra's actually a hero, like, a good guy in the Godzilla franchise.
Oh.
For the most part. Well, at least yeah. in this movie.
Right.
But they eventually kind of become friends, however that works. Sure. Moth and a giant reptile.
I like it already.
But they're fighting King Ghidorah, who, if you don't know who he is, very iconic Godzilla villain.
Yes.
He's a three-headed dragon. It's gold.
Okay.
There's a famous scene.
They're going to put these characters in this this next one
so
coming
this
up?
This would be Godzilla 2 in the story, or in the canon of this new universe.
Yes. Yeah, the new Godzilla cinematic universe.
And then there's going to be another King Kong movie.
Naturally.
And then kind of Godzilla 3 is going to be Godzilla versus King Kong.
Beautiful.
Because they're in the same universe. So
wait a minute.
So Godzilla...
King Kong is not nearly big enough to beat Godzilla. Oh, they'll do something. They'll figure it out.
I mean, yeah. If you're a Batman, Godzilla will destroy King Kong. But
yeah, wouldn't he just spit fucking fire at him?
One's a giant ape. The other one's a freaking gorilla. A powerful gorilla.
Yeah. One of them is a giant.
You know what,
like,
though? I enjoyed the King Kong movie. I saw it on HBO. I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, the newest one?
It came out last year, I believe.
Yeah, yeah,
John Goodman.
John Goodman and what's his name's in it? Samuel L. is in it, right?
Big actress. I forgot her name.
I didn't see it.
I enjoyed it. I liked it.
And you know what? I saw bits of it on TV, but I didn't.
At the end of the movie, they had a kind of a Easter egg where they were like looking at like cave paintings or something.
Yes.
And it had like
Godzilla cave paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they got to make. Oh, okay. So they're going to tie it into this.
Yeah. So this
Kong
is not
Skull Island cinematic universe.
So
with,
they're owned by the same. I think
they're
it's
owned by Universal or something,
it's
right?
Universal, I think.
Yeah.
So they're. They're eventually, like, their version of Infinity War is going to be King Kong versus Godzilla.
That's so funny. Everybody's trying to get a cinematic universe. There's a lot of money in these cinematic universes. We could just pump out $500 million movies.
I mean, if they're done right, I enjoy them.
Sure. I mean,
it adds
listen.
A little more intrigue.
It's funny because so many movies sound ridiculous or have sound ridiculous, and then they do them, and it's like, oh, all right. And, you know, they're tolerable enough to watch, you know, maybe again and again, or at least once.
So what did you think of Shazam? Did you see the trailer?
I didn't even bother to see the trailer to Shazam. I'll take a gander right now. You know, it's so funny because when I think of Shazam, I think of the 90s one.
Are you thinking of, like, Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes.
Yeah, so completely different entities, but... I think he just plays a black genie, from my understanding.
So, in other words, these are two different...
Unrelated.
...properties.
Unrelated.
Because when I heard Shazam, I was like, are they remaking the movie with Shaquille O'Neal?
If he's the main lead in a movie now, it'd be pretty unbearable.
Oh, man. That would be funny. It was unbearable in the 90s. I wonder if his acting chops got any
better.
Remember
he had another movie, I think it was called Steel.
And he
played this, like... dark superhero.
Wasn't there a cartoon show about him? If it wasn't a cartoon show about him, he was a recurring cast member on the Superman TV show, if you don't recall.
Are you thinking Static Shock?
No. Wait, let me look this up
right now. I'm just naming black cartoon superhero movies. Cartoons. And Static Shock.
No, he was. Look. Steel, Superman, the animated series. He had recurring role, Steel, Metallo. He was a recurring character on the Superman animated series from the 90s. Look, yeah, I see him right here. He's got his fucking his mallet.
Does he look like Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's like a really big dude in his Steel. Yeah, he looks like Shaquille O'Neal essentially on the show. Yeah. And I would obviously those two were tied in, you know, like because it was the same time period. You know, that show was out in 97. I think the movie came out in maybe 97. In fact, let me see what year the movie came out in. They're not remake. Yeah, 97, and it's got a 12% on Rotten Tomatoes. I never saw that movie though. You ever see that?
If I did, I saw bits and pieces. Even as a 7-year-old, I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, exactly. I never bothered. But I do remember him being, because I would occasionally watch the Superman animated series show, and I remember him, like, showing up as, like, a recurring, like, you know, side character.
We might have discussed this in earlier episodes, but I did watch some Superman animated. It wasn't my go-to.
No, it wasn't. No.
Batman was tremendous, and then
the Batman the animated series. It was my number one
out of
those.
I'd either like play video games or go outside or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it was like raining, I'd watch Superman again. I would watch Superman after or before. I think it was before. I don't, can't remember.
Yeah.
They were one after another.
Wait, Batman and which one?
And Superman, like animated.
Yeah, well, Batman was the primo because that really started that kind of dark kind of, because it's similar animation between
same
those two
animation
shows.
Style.
Same animation style. And, but Batman really kicked that off and it did really good in
Batman
the early
90s. Batman also had this kind of L.A. noir.
Yes, it had
style
this
from like the 20s.
It had that Art Deco 1920s film noir style to it. That show, which was great, it was awesome.
And then
it was unique.
Superman
it great.
Was just modern. It wasn't.
Superman was modern, although same kind of animation style, but
same
not
animators, just different backdrop.
Yes, they didn't use that noir or that Art Deco as much. They maybe used a little of that Art Deco, but not like on like the Daily Bugle. What was it called? That's this plot. The Daily.
Yeah, so that...
The Daily Planet. Which one is it?
The Bugle is one of
which
the...
Which one's the Bugle?
Spider-Man worked that one.
Oh, okay. Spider-Man worked at the Bugle. I think Daily Planet was Superman's,
yeah.
Right? They're all...
Spider had Jonah Jameson.
Yes.
Who was this like, really annoying asshole boss.
Yeah. Yes. Daily Planet is for Superman, right? Yes. And yeah, that
Bugle
I remember the...
Spider-Man.
Bugle, yeah. Spider-Man. That's very confusing. But yeah, yeah, it's all fucking so similar.
Fictional
fucking comic
news
books.
Rooms.
Fictional news rooms in quote-unquote metropolises. One of them being New York, one of them being Metropolis. Yeah. But yeah, though, that show was good, but secondary to Batman. Well, also the Spider-Man TV show was very good, although that wasn't as on as much for me to like get really into it. That was
I definitely watched that a good amount.
I watched it a good amount, but not actually. I liked it so much I wanted more, but I couldn't like it wasn't
and
on as
what
much.
What I remember much about that show is they had awesome toys. I remember
awesome toys.
I remember really like
Kingpin and all the other fucking
I had,
Doc
like,
Ock,
Hobgoblin,
yeah,
Hobgoblin, and, like, Scorpion, and. Yes. They had really great action figures in that series.
X-Men had good toys, too, and also was a very good
and,
show.
I remember this, for whatever reason, they came out with McDonald's Happy Meal toys of Spider-Man animated series.
Oh.
And I remember being like, oh, these are really cool, and I was like, for eating so many Happy Meals and getting, you know.
Sure, sure, of course. Now you got to get all the fucking cards.
Brainwashing, toxic food.
Yeah, toxic poison, fucking
wanted,
cancer food. Just to get the whole thing.
Spider-Man toy.
I was recently also thinking about when Men in Black came out. There was Men in Black toys, but not many, but there wasn't particularly the Neuralizer until the next summer for some reason. So Men in Black came out in 97.
That was everyone wanted the Neuralizer.
Everybody wanted the Neuralizer. It was like, it's like the lightsaber, you know? It's
and
like
all
a,
it was like you press a button, it's like a little flashing red light.
Exactly. That
very
was all
simple,
was.
Very
simple, very standard.
That
I
was
mean,
the, everyone wanted
but
it.
But it's like this otherworldly device, you know? It's like, oh, like the lightsaber, you know? It's this handheld, like, cool device that does something. And they didn't have a Neuralizer toy until the next summer. Burger King came out with toys, and one of them was like a kid-sized Neuralizer, and that was like a really big deal that summer. You know,
so you're just eating Burger King every week,
stuffing
till you can grab
until
one.
You get the right toy. Sometimes you'd ask him, "Can you give me the Neuralizer?"
And they're like, "No."
Yeah.
Once in a while, you get lucky, but.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes,
like, no, we don't have it. You see it like behind over their shoulder.
You see it right over there. It's
like
a clear plastic. Yeah, exactly. In the big box bin where they hold all the toys.
Oh, we don't have it. You want to buy another Happy Meal?
Yeah, we're not allowed to choose what toys we give out. It's supposed to be random. It's like, you fucking asshole. I remember that thing, but I ended up getting it. But those were cool.
I always think of the Simpsons. Fast food worker. Who has,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Acne.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to give this in.
Perfect embodiment of it.
Of like the pimply teenage,
like he
like,
works at like the movie theater.
Every
like, every shit.
Every
job.
Shitty teenager job.
He works the
and,
same
and
job.
Nowadays you go to those places and it's like a 40-year-old working in this day and age. But yeah, it's true. Back in the '90s, I'm not sure. He'll work at everywhere. He'll work at every fast food joint, the
video store,
arcade,
every like, supermarket.
Supermarket, the mall, every store in the mall. you know, like you said, the movie theater, any other place that like teenagers work at, like a pimply teenager works at.
It's funny. I'm sure you can look. I'm it
not
up.
Sure.
I'm sure you can look it up online. Is how many jobs he worked at? In
oh,
the
it's got to be like 30 or 40. It's every funny job.
It's
yeah.
Every just horribly degrading shit.
Any
job
like
that pays
degrading
money.
Shit job for like a teenager. I'm not sure if I'm. And his voice is the
yeah,
voice
but,
cracking
yeah,
is great. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do this.
I mean, I haven't watched Martin Simpsons in quite some time,
oh.
But.
Fuck
I
that.
Wonder,
come on.
I wonder
who
what
cares?
His last appearance was.
No, he definitely shows up still. Let's think about it. They're hard on characters. And his voice is done by Homer Simpson. What's his name? I forget his... not Hank Azaria, but... whatever his fucking name is. But he does that voice. So, because a lot of the other people are kicking the bucket and stuff. Well, like, there's no Mrs. Krabappel. She's gone.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah, but I'm saying, this was just cancel the show now. Half the people.
Well, and this is another thing. I feel like they can't introduce new characters. People get turned off.
No!
Like,
who the fuck wants
this?
New characters after 20, 30
this
years?
This sucks.
Poochie went back to his home planet. I have to go now. My planet needs me.
His ship crashed on the way there.
Yeah, Poochie died on his way back to
and
his home.
Everyone's like,
yay! Poochie's dead! The kids are happy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but exactly, it's the same logic. It's like nobody wants to, you know, we need a new, fresh character. You know, 30 years old, like, this show, you know, they should have closed that show out. I always said they should have closed the show out after the movie. Really, they should have did it, like, at season 12 or 13, but they should have definitely did it after
20
the movie.
Fucking
and the movie's
nine.
11 years old, you know?
Yeah. I remember a really cool tie-in, this has to be about 10 years ago, where they did 7-Eleven tie-in, and you could buy Krusty O's, which was just like a generic.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it was a generic like Cheerios or something.
Dan Castellaneta, by the way, is the one who does the voice for Homer.
They had like the Homer donut.
Didn't they convert some 7-Elevens to Quickie Marts?
They did. I think there was like one in Manhattan, one in Los Angeles.
That's cool. Yeah, I would love to see that. They like, but not that you can't. Like, you could always go to Universal Studios if you want to get a picture.
When I was at Universal, they just opened. This was like 2008. That's the last time I was there. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
They just opened the Simpsons wing, and it was Moles wasn't even there at the time. They just had the ride, and they had a Quickie Mart. I'm like, oh, cool. I go in there. It's just like a T-shirt store.
Yeah,
I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's like lame about it, because it's just like, this ain't really. And Moe's wasn't open. See, I went there in 2016, and for some reason, Universal Studios always fucking closes early. It's like 7 p.m. they close. So, like, you know, you ride three rides. Like, I remember we rode, my friend Steve wanted to ride Harry Potter, and that took 2 hours. Then we rode the new... what's it called? The Transformers ride. Another 2 hours. So by the time we got to Simpsons World, it was like, oh shit, this place closes soon. And I didn't even get a fucking Flamin' Moe or Krusty Burr. Any of that I didn't get to like really like revel and enjoy. I got to ride the Simpsons ride. But
I do want
to
try Duff Beer, and it's actually beer. But
it is.
From what I understand, it's like a generic, it's like a Bud Light.
Well, do they have a Flamin' Moe though? They do the Flamin' Moe. What exactly is
so
that?
It's dry ice.
Yes. To give it that smoke.
And
like
I think it's like some kind of fireball like liquor.
Oh, cinnamon liquor?
Yeah, it's like a sweet drink with
I would
dry ice.
Sweet. All right, at least they dry.
But there is liquor in it.
Yes, it's a real alcoholic drink.
So don't give it to your four-year-old if you're traveling.
Yeah, try a Flamin' Moe, little Petey. Oh, thank you. I'm going to throw up on the Simpsons ride.
Yeah. And child services come.
Yeah, child services. Now you're arrested.
Retro-K told my son.
Yeah, Retro-K. I know they sue us for $100 million. But I did ride the Simpsons ride.
Then we get sponsored by Papa John's.
Yeah.
Pizza, better races, Papa John's.
How about that? How about Papa John? How's he doing, by the way?
He's become a bigger than life character.
He is the quintessential like loudmouth CEO that shouldn't even be in power of like a public company, you know.
So apparently, looks like he's lost his mind.
He's definitely lost. Well, I think maybe his fame got to him. You know, he was just a pizza delivery boy. Who just like got lucky making a pizzeria?
And this is
isn't that
thing.
Crazy story?
The most ironic part of his downfall is they're doing a
and he became a billionaire.
They're doing a conference call about like workplace harassment,
and
and during this conference, he drops the hard N word.
Now, what was the context?
I don't know. I didn't hear the
you
tape.
Didn't. I gotta go back.
I
want
to hear the tape.
I want the tape.
But I think and then his reaction.
Oh, look at this! 6 hours ago. Papa John sues Papa John's. He's suing his own company now.
You can't make this up.
This just in. This is a Retrocade exclusive. Papa John's is suing Papa John's. Holy shit. He's suing them for ousting him as CEO. But it's a public company.
Well,
so.
Would you sue them for the chronic diarrhea that you got?
Absolutely. Honestly, I tell you, the only time their pizza was palatable... The only time it was palatable was that the white sauce pies. Those red sauce pies, I can't do.
I like
we're also from Staten Island, where we have like some of the best pizza in the world.
So I noticed the Papa John's on Forest Avenue closed recently.
Yes.
I think we only have one on Highland Boulevard.
And that's it, right? If that, because there was one in Great Kills a few years ago. It didn't last. That went. Are they franchises? I feel bad.
I think they are franchises.
I feel bad for the franchise owners. Who the fuck? Who thinks it's a good idea to open a Papa John's on Staten Island anyway?
Peyton Manning had a deal with
them.
Yes,
is that deal?
Owned,
Kibosh?
He owned like
a few of them,
20 of them in Indianapolis when he was playing for the Colts.
Yes.
And that's why he agreed to do the commercials,
of course,
to
bolster his business. Yeah,
and then
they probably net him a fucking few million.
The NFL kind of had really bad publicity with the whole Pledge of Allegiance and everything,
right?
The anthem, and then from there, you know, the NFL relationship got deterred, soured.
It says there's 3 on Staten Island. Is that accurate? This can't be accurate anymore.
Right, so if the other one closed, is Highland, where would the
other
one?
It says there's 2 on Highland Boulevard and 1 on Amboy Road.
Amboy, huh?
Amboy, eh? Let me check this. But all right, continue your story while I look this up.
No, so they just had bad few years, Papa. Now he's suing himself.
Yeah, he's suing his own.
Dropping N-words and conference calls.
I would love to know the exact context because that's funny. This Amboy Roads one is long gone. That's the one that was there a few years ago and is now gone. That's long gone. That it's inaccurate. It's funny because it shows it like open. It's like this is, like it closes at midnight. This is no longer open. There's just one left on Highland Boulevard. It's showing 2 on Highland Boulevard, Papa John's, and they have terrible ratings, 1 star. But of course they're gonna.
If you live in Alabama, like awesome. Let's get some Papa John's.
Sure.
You live here,
no.
We have like the hub of good.
Well, there's
pizza.
Supposed to be one in the House of Music. It's not there anymore.
House of Music.
On Highland Boulevard in Great Hills, Castellanos House of Music. The one on Highland,
okay.
Like in Great. There's one on Highland in Great Hills, kinda. Not the one like near Forest Avenue.
Yeah, I don't even
There's
remember.
Two of them.
Papa John's and Great Hills. But regardless, I'm not eating there.
No, yeah. I would assume it's been. It was probably 4 years ago.
If
this
I'm
is
at a rest stop.
Business.
You know, they serve Papa John. That's the pizza of Yankee Stadium. It is.
It is, right? They don't have any other pizza, though, there? It's so weird.
That's it.
Yankee Stadium. City Field's so much. It's funny because I'm a Yankee fan, but I'll tell you right now, City Field's a better venue all over.
Hands down. Yeah. Parking's reasonable there.
Parking's reasonable.
Yankee Stadium is paying like $45.
It's insane. It's insane.
And you have no choice. You park 4 miles in the Bronx and walk in the hood.
Did you know one of the last times I went to a Yankee game? I didn't go last season. I think I'm going
to
go this year, though. I think I might go
Sunday.
Went to
one game with Steve early in the year.
This year?
Well,
the fuck wasn't I? Oh, yeah, I think I was away. I was in, what's it called? I was in Wisconsin. But I might go to a game Sunday. But 2 years ago I went. I was able to get parking directly across from Gate 3, right on.
I might have been with you actually.
You probably were.
I think I remember that.
I took a picture of it because it was so insane. It was like, is this a spot? Right
then
before
your car got towed. And
no, it was a legitimate spot. It was insane. I just got ultra lucky. Like somebody must have just left, and I just squeezed in. It was crazy. But you'll never like the odds of that. It wasn't on River. It was on Jerome. It's on the other block, you know?
It's still just a negative experience. Like,
insane.
I go there, the food. I remember they had a Bear Burger in the stadium this year. I ate a Bear Burger.
How was that?
Was that like
a $30 burger?
12,
I don't think any
no.
of these Papa John's are open at all, by the way.
See,
I should probably go to
if
that
If you
website.
Want, like, a $13, like, cold, bland turkey burger, then it was fantastic.
How much did that run you, by the way?
It's probably, like, $12.
That's it? I'm surprised you didn't say like
$22.47. Well, I didn't get fries or a drink.
Sure.
Just
I'm surprised
the
burger
alone.
I'm surprised they don't force the fries on you like when you go to Six Flags.
I don't want fries. Sorry. Can't buy it.
Yeah. It was funny because I was at Six
it's
Flags.
It's not optional.
No, I know. It's funny. I was at Six Flags, I think like 2 weeks ago or whatever. And I was like, fuck it. We'll go get some
I would like to go
pizza.
This year if you're going.
It's funny because my friend Pete just said the same thing. So maybe we get a little day going. I have a season pass or a membership, quote unquote.
It'd have to be a weekend.
Oh, fuck. You got to do a weekday, man. Weekends are no good, man. You get killed there. Weekday's the way to go. You don't wait. You go there on a Tuesday. You don't wait. You work every weekday?
I do have a Monday to Friday.
Oh, man.
It's called a job.
I don't know anything about those, but it's...
Yeah, it
I'm telling you, man, the weekends are miserable. You wait 2 hours on everything. You'll get to ride 3 rides. But if you're ever able to... I mean, maybe we could arrange something, but we'll talk.
I am very interested in going. I haven't been in a long time,
It's
so.
Still fun. Well, I was there 2 weeks ago. What's it called? Nitro. Nitro's a shit, man. Still the shit.
I want to try the Joker ride.
That one's all right.
Open, like, Cyborg is a new one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are just side rides. Like, you ride them once and be like, all right, let's go back to Nitro.
I've never been on
King of the Car ever. What? King Ka's awesome.
The
I mean, it's intense.
The last 3 times I was there, which has been
it's
over
always
8 years,
closed. Yeah,
it was closed or the line was 4 hours. They said
either way. Yeah,
I'm not waiting four hours to go on a
ride. The problem with King Ka is that if it's cloudy at all, Because the problem is that raindrop, because it goes 120 miles an hour. So if there's any chance of little raindrops, any precipitation chance, they shut it down because the rain hits your face and will hurt you. It's crazy.
Well, I enjoy that. I like to,
yeah,
I like
you
to
enjoy it until the
in a ride that's dangerous.
Well,
I think that adds to the appeal.
Yes, me and you enjoy it. The rest of America will get their lawyers ready and sue the fuck out of them.
Like, if I'm going to ride, I might.
Mommy, my eyes are bleeding.
Physically maimed. I'm like, let's do it.
That's a ride.
I think.
Yeah.
It adds to the excitement.
Well, naturally, but...
Like, I was at the Mets game, and I got really, really good seats with my cousin.
Yeah.
From Montreal.
And they also say that it's like a lightning conduct because it's 400
feet.
We
sat first row behind the dugout. First row.
Wait, this is at City or where?
City Field.
Nice.
This is about a month ago.
Okay.
They put this stupid netting up because
they did.
Some poor girl got hit in the head. Boo hoo.
So lame, right?
And
it kills.
It takes away.
It kills. You're not there.
This giant net in my fucking face.
It's miserable.
Face.
You know. I know. I heard. They did that last year, 2 years ago.
It's the first time I fully experienced it. Because that front.
I heard about that.
I
knew it was like that's gonna be garbage.
Why am I gonna sit in the front row now?
It doesn't
when
even
I have a
feel
giant
like
net
you're,
in my fucking face.
That's like being front row at a concert, but there's a net in front of the stage. Like it's like
terrible.
What.
It's horrible. I hate it.
That must be miserable.
That dumb girl got hit. I blame her.
I blame her. It says watch for fall. Fucking, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have slow reflexes if you're in that area.
It's all your fault.
I feel like we're gonna get sued, and the SJWs are gonna come after us
for sure.
Retrocade podcast. We're not
berates
only
berates baseball victim.
We're berates baseball
victim. Friends with Papa John.
I know. We talk positive about Papa John himself. I think he's a bit of a loudmouth douchebag, actually, to be perfectly honest. And a bit of a racist, I guess.
You can't drop hard N-words in 2018.
You know he was just like, wait, I got to read this. Hold on. He did not. Wait. Oh, so they're saddened that he's suing them. He owns 30% of their stock. He's multi-billionaire because of it. And they're obviously a public company. But, well, this is talking about him suing them. He's obviously suing them because they ousted him. That's a very simple story. But I want to see what he did with the N-word. Because this is too ridiculous.
But it was, like, mentioned during, like, a racial sensitivity seminar.
That's what makes it even more ridiculous.
He's like, guys, this is what you should not do.
He's like, don't say eep, beep. He's like, listen.
Your gas.
You can't, you can't grab ass with your, secretaries anymore.
He's like, don't say the word cunt. They're like,
I know. Listen, no matter how much you want to call your executive assistant a rotten cunt, you can't do it anymore, right?
Whatever you do,
don't grab a tits in the ass. Don't grab a tits in
the ass. Only vaginal sex with your secretary, no anal.
Listen, sodomy is completely frowned upon with our in our culture. Wait, all right, so listen. He used the N-word on a conference call in May, and he confirmed the incident. Yeah, he confirmed.
Yeah, boys will be racist.
Papa John's will be racist. Oh my God, is this what he said? Here it is. Schnatter is his name. John Schnatter was asked how he would distance himself from the racist groups online. He responded by downplaying the significance of his NFL statement. Quote, Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words. Schnatter said before complaining that Sanders never faced public. Well, Colonel Sanders did it. Oh my God! Is this serious?
This is fantastic.
This makes it 10 times better. Holy shit!
And it's funny because he is like a Colonel Sanders. His face
is
in the box.
He's the Colonel of fucking shitty pizza. I give the Colonel more credit than I do Schnatter, Mr. Schnatter.
That's a good Halloween costume. See Papa John's. Get a Papa John's shirt.
Papa John's.
Walk around, be like, hey, everybody, I'm
an
ass. And
take pictures with, like, every person of color around you and put it on Instagram for everyone to hate. So, oh, my God. So, let's see. Oh, look at what he's
comparing himself to Colonel Sanders.
He compared himself to Colonel Sanders.
It was almost, like, a fictional. You know what? Captain Crunch is my idol. Like Captain Crunch's eyebrows.
Well, Captain Crunch never got fucking. And don't forget,
he was a pirate.
Count Dracula never felt this kind of backlash, and he was friggin' sucking blood.
Oh,
and Tony the Tiger, what about him?
He mauled animals. I can maul animals. Come on,
Ronald McDonald. Oh my God, this is insane.
The story gets better as you kind of dig into it.
It's funny, but Colonel Sanders really was a real person, but he's practically fictional.
You know
what
I
wrote? He's fictional at this point because
at the end of his life, he sold his likeness.
Yes, and that's why they're still using
him. He tried to open up like a new restaurant, like
he couldn't
Sanders Chicken Pals.
He couldn't do it.
And they're like, no, sir, we own your rights to your face.
Yeah, well, and you sell your face.
I'm here. Sorry,
we own your face.
We own you, actually.
We own Mr. Sanders.
You're not allowed to leave the house.
By the way, you go back to the corporate offices. Similar thing with...
And how is he comparing them? Colonel Sanders has been dead for 60 years.
That's what I was going to say. Colonel Sanders died 30 years ago.
I want to say he died in the 60s.
He was prevalent in the 60s. I think he died in the 80s. Let's see.
No way he made it to the 80s. 70s at the least.
1980. He died in 1980. But he was born in 1890. You're bringing racial comments to a guy that was born in the 1800s.
Well, it's like if you look at Mark Twain, he dropped the N-word 24/7.
The guy was born in 1870.
You're comparing yourself to him. That is almost
1835 Mark Twain was born, but that is hysterical. He lived a long time. He lived till 1910. But Colonel Sanders, yeah, he lived 90 years. He lived till 1980.
Eating a lot of fried shit.
And he died all that fried chicken kept him alive. It was them secret 11 spices. A secret herbs.
He's probably an alchemist. He making all these secret recipes, making
up
some life elixirs.
Yeah, elixirs. Yeah, he had to fucking
calling people N-words, drinking
secret
elixirs.
But it's funny to hear that because they still use his likeness, so he really is in 2018 a fictional character as far as like when you look, you see him on commercials still. You know, so it's so funny that
That's
Papa
great.
John's is actually like that like well Colonel Sanders didn't do it. Ronald McDonald didn't do it. That is hysterical.
Yeah,
to finish that off, that is hysterical, though. That is hysterical. And to finish it off, okay, he confirmed it, and he apologizes. He's going to go through racial sensitivity training, but it wasn't good enough. He's got to resign.
What is racial sensitivity training? Don't call people N-words.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What
pretty
about...
Much. Yeah, exactly.
Don't say that term.
What a
yeah. So I can't use the word...
What about...
Yeah.
Come on.
So that's inappropriate? Yes, these are inappropriate.
This is bad.
So what should I call them?
Yeah.
Call them by their first name. What?
Well,
but then how do I like
how do I he's
you know, how do I tell them apart? So, sir, everyone is equal.
Oh, what about Chef Boyardee?
I'm confused.
Chef Boyardee's a big Oh my god. We're gonna get in trouble now too. This is ridiculous.
This is we'll get some backlash
we'll get
for this
some
one.
Bad backlash. We're gonna get one star.
We're touching on sensitive waters here.
Yeah, we're doing it purposefully at this point.
Well, it's satire.
It's a satire. Yeah, satire.
We are respectful members of the community.
Satire.
To some
right. Oh wait, let me finish this and we'll move on to
back to reality.
More PC. I can't believe this.
Deeper into the hole we've already dug.
This is. We've certainly dug ourselves deep talking about it, but I can't believe this is like a. This is almost like this is like a sketch. I feel like I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. It sounds like just
it sounds like an episode
absurd.
Of Curb. It's Colonel Sanders. Wait. So he also, when during making his statements, he reflected on his early life in Indiana, where he said, and he quote, "People used to drag." He apparently intended for the remarks to convey his antipathy to racism, but multiple individuals found the call to be offensive. Well, it's
so
like,
let me get this straight.
He was trying to say, like, where I came from, they were hanging
this straight. So he's in hot water for saying the N-word, right?
Yeah.
And then his response is, well, I didn't lynch them. That's his response and his apology.
Oh my God.
And then he compares himself
where
to Colonel
where I came
Sin.
From, they used to
terrible,
oh,
terrible.
Man, that is crazy.
But his reactions, all you gotta do is say, I'm sorry, and go under the radar.
How can you be
his reactions
the CEO and a billionaire, and not even like in 2018 and not realize you this is unacceptable?
He's like buffoon, like moronic.
It's buffoonery.
That's why it's entertainment.
It's 100% entertainment. Because I don't know who to blame for this other than Papa John. Doesn't he have like a team to be like, don't say anything?
Well, this is the thing. Let's say you're making $180,000 a year, and you're one of the big wigs of Papa John's, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now what the fuck are you going to do? Your company's going off the deep end and just...
I mean, the company will survive because it's a public company, but I mean...
But things you can't change the name either. What are you going to call it?
Papa Jim's?
Papa's Pizza.
Papa Jack's? Papa's Pizza. Cut out his name. You do that. That's what I would do if I... But you don't even do that. I mean, I wonder if people of color are not ordering Papa John's now because of this. How is there's a stock doing, by the way? I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but this is too good to be... This is too good to let go.
We should move forward.
We should move forward. It's too good to let go. Just give me one more minute here. I want to see this stock. And, oh my God, what did it do? In the last five... When did this happen? It's Its peak on July 18th was $53 a share. It's down to $44 a share. So it's literally down about 20%.
I mean, $53 is strong. That's a strong stock.
Well, it depends on what their market cap is. Their market cap is $1.47 billion. Is that accurate? That's actually quite low. They're a small public company then. But
yeah, say they're not that small because there's a global reach. Because when I was in El Salvador.
Just compared to like Amazon, it's small. Amazon's about to be a trillion.
Amazon's the biggest company in the fucking planet.
Well, Apple's actually the biggest, but Amazon is right behind them.
I was in El Salvador, Central America.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, he went from billionaire. Now, as of November, he's only worth $801 million.
Oh, only $800 million.
But he was a billionaire like 2 years ago. Wait, we can figure out his exact net worth right now because the company is worth $1.47 billion and he owns 30% of the company. So 1.47 times 0.3 is he's only got $440 million now. Look at how much money he's lost from his big mouth. You went from a billionaire to $400 million. It's a big difference.
I ate to eat Papa John's in El Salvador. So there
you,
is a,
wait, you, oh, you did, eat it in
it's
El Salvador.
In El Salvador that I went to Papa John's.
No, it's global.
And when I'm in El Salvador, that's pizza I'm going to eat. Because they don't eat pizza. Yes. I'm in the middle of Latin America.
There's going to be no pizza. You might as well have
dry
bread. What do they eat in El Salvador?
Well, they eat great, rich cultural food, but it wasn't in Zimbabwe, okay? Anyway, yes, for El Salvador, it was good pizza. But I live in Staten Island. I'm not eating Papa John's in New York City. No. Now, to go forward through this debacle.
So did they eat lentils there? Fry bread, right? I'm looking it up right now. I see a lot of like pita bread and fry bread.
Where is this?
El Salvador. 16 El Salvadorian dishes. Fry bread is number one.
Pupusas is the most famous.
Is that fry bread? Is that their name for fry bread?
It's made with cornmeal, so it's like a
cornmeal. Yes, I'm looking at that too. Pupusas is number one.
It's
cornmeal and bean or?
Bean.
That's what it looks
like. Cheese, beans.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And it's in cornmeal.
And then,
it's like a flat kind of.
Soupa di pata. It's a popular soup. It's got, got chicken.
Pupusas, though, is without a doubt their most famous regional.
And then tamales. So tamales is their,
It's a little different than the Mexican tamales, but
it looks similar.
So some big news back in the
kind
of pop culture front. Rebels is getting resurrected from the grave.
Wait.
Star Wars.
Clone Wars.
Well, Clone Wars, that's what I meant.
The Clone
Wars. I was thinking of Rebels. I was watching the Thrawn thing.
But now, this is actually the big Star Wars news so far for Comic-Con. The Clone Wars, the TV show, is coming back. And this is big news for a number of reasons. Number one, I'm just going to say, probably because there's been so much fucking backlash in, like, the last 6 months about where, like, what Kathleen Kennedy's been doing in the decisions. So, I do feel like they kind of, like, we got to do something that the fans will like. What do we do? You know, in the scramble.
They want to build
Men
bridges.
Exactly. They want to mend bridges. They want to build.
I think The Last Jedi.
Exactly. There's half.
Pissed off a lot of people, including
half
myself.
Half the internet. Well, so, all right, 7 months out, how are you feeling about The Last Jedi?
I think it's terrible, and I'm
terrible
angry.
I'm
angry. I want to point fingers.
Wow.
I want to say I hate this character. I think Rose. I hate Rose. I want to point my finger at her and say she sucks.
Do you feel that she was shoehorned?
Absolutely.
I think that's the best term for her. Shoehorned. They shoehorned that fucking character in.
But Snoke,
and people saw it.
Snoke. That's how you kill him.
Yeah.
That's at least the Emperor had this dramatic conclusion.
Yes, where they tossed him off the fucking end at the biggest climax,
You can't have a better ending than that.
I think the most disappointing thing about Snoke's death, aside from what the fuck is the purpose of Snoke, is that, because otherwise it's just shock value, oh my god, they killed him, I didn't know they would do that.
He's a very weak, shitty Emperor Part 2.
Yeah. Which they threw away.
But
the thing,
he looks very interesting.
You cut his face up. So you want to know a backstory about why his face is all cut up. Who is he? You're showing that he's got a story on his face. You're telling, that's feeding my brain information that there's something more than just a throwaway
it's
character.
It's well
so
known for Sith. So when,
even though he
Mace
wasn't technically
Windu,
a Sith.
When Mace Windu went to assassinate Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did all this force lightning shit to save his life.
Yes.
That mutilated his face and his human-looking features.
Which is the way Lucas went with that,
And
his face is all mutilated because he got burnt by lightning.
So essentially him, it's just him submitting himself fully into the dark side.
Yeah. Okay, you can put it that way.
That's why he looked all deformed and...
Yeah, the way I always looked at it is, he's probably really old and evil. Like, that's the reason he looks like that.
But you notice that's his full transition into Emperor was when after Windu went to kill him.
That was it. He puts the cloak on.
He went
on
from looking human to demonic and evil.
Yeah. He's Satan at Satan at that point. Darth Satan.
But it's funny is so I'm reading Thrawn. The title's
called
Thrawn.
You're reading Thrawn,
tremendous book.
Yeah. And obviously it's great that they kept him canon and are using him. They had him in Rebels because beloved character of the 90s.
There was a big backlash when they're like, when Disney acquired Lucas, said all that Star's fiction, in the garbage.
All of the books of the 90s that like all the the fans love that was supposed to be like, you know, the fans of the 90s, those were like their sequels. So when they tossed that out
we're the current purchasers, we're the millennial group.
Yes.
We are the people that were those 90s book readers.
Yes. And millennial. So from our age, you say 26 to
40.
40, yeah, pretty much. Because remember, the Thrawn trilogy.
Guys weren't.
Not the old guys, but like the
the Dr. Kaplan's, rest in peace. You know?
Yes, those are the old guys. But like anyone who was a preteen to teenager in the 90s, or even maybe younger like us, because we were preteen. But remember those books, the Thrawn books trilogy, Heir to the Empire, Dark Forces, Heir to the Emperor or Heir to the Empire.
There's so many.
Yeah, Dark Force Rising.
There was some kind of Rogue Squadron or something.
Sure, but I just meant that trilogy, the Thrawn trilogy. But those were like the continuing sequels for people because they came out in 91. And let me see.
So his name's Timothy Zahn.
Timothy Zahn.
He created
which is
Thrawn.
Really the best writer. Heir to the Empire came out in 91. Dark Force Rising.
Timothy Zahn. Zahn wrote these books.
These are all Timothy Zahn. He did this trilogy.
He's regarded as the best Star Wars fiction writer.
Absolutely, 100%. There's no question. He didn't do, say, Shadows of the Empire. That was done by I forget who did that, but that one's very good too. But Timothy Zahn's by far the best.
The rest is how he creates the universe with different perspectives, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So when I'm reading Thrawn, it's all about these imperial politics.
Right.
And they're all kind of writing like, oh, they're having this national holiday in Coruscant.
Right. And he coined
like said,
Coruscant.
Yeah.
That it was just called the Imperial City before Heir to the Empire. It was just called the Imperial City. It didn't have the name Coruscant. He coined that. It was him. And Lucas was like, oh, okay, that's the name.
And he wrote in the foreword in the book, he's like, this is to the fans that made Thrawn survive. In reference to the Disney purchase.
Yes, because the
fans
were
like,
Thrawn. Yeah, because the fans, he was beloved.
If you look at Star Wars Rebels,
they brought him in.
Biggest fucking character villain-wise in that show.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even get up to the season where he was in.
I think he starts season four.
I think three, because I watched through season two.
You said he's...
You might be right. Did I watch through season three? I watched when Vader and Maul came in, and then I stopped. I don't know if it was season two or season three. I got to rewatch.
Within every aspect of me, I'm not finished with the book. Mm-hmm. So where I'm at in the book, Tarkin's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
So after the Clone Wars... But this is before A New Hope.
So this is a prequel to Heir to the Empire.
Yeah.
Because Heir to the Empire is after Return of the Jedi.
This is Thrawn's rise to power.
Okay.
So this starts from him where they encounter him.
Yeah.
And his rise through the Imperial ranks.
And this would be right around the Rebels time too then.
So this is around before...
Because Rebels is supposed to be like 5 years before A New Hope.
So Vader's active.
It was active Vader
time.
He's
only mentioned passively in the book.
You know, that's all you need.
They haven't met each other yet.
It's fine.
And Thrawn's not high enough where I'm at in the Empire yet to even have access.
It's interesting.
To
that means Thrawn, you know, obviously because of Rebels, but Thrawn is around the whole time, you know, like throughout the movies and so, which is fine. I mean, they don't bring him in the original movies.
It's
obviously.
Funny is he got where he was because the Emperor took interest in him.
Yes.
And
it's also unusual to have a
The first alien to be a Grand Admiral ever. They're all human.
And he's also super intelligent.
That's all the whole book. He's just a genius.
Yeah, like super methodic.
He's thinking 8 steps ahead of everyone at all times. And that's why he gets where he is.
Yes.
And
he's also got that creature that blocks the Force. Is that in the Thrawn book?
So it hasn't mentioned the book.
Is it mentioned in the book?
Not yet.
No. Oh, you didn't finish it?
No, I'm about 2/3 done.
Okay.
I'm saying like 250
Maybe
pages
I'll check
in.
The audiobook of that or read it myself. Cause
New York Times bestseller.
Is it? You figure a lot of people are
So it's funny you mentioned that. Creature. I don't really know much about it.
What
but
is that creature?
I was curious to see what kind of Thrawn action figures there were.
They
came out with the Power of the Force came out with the Thrawn
figure. I know. And it comes with the creature.
It's a cartoon
yes,
picture of him.
I know. I don't. I never had it.
There's
but I've
this
seen
weird.
It. Kinda, it's from the 90s.
It's like a yeah. I saw it on eBay. You get it for like $10
oh, yeah,
on
yeah,
eBay.
Yeah. And they make a Black Series one too. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Black
it's
Series one.
Power of the Force 2. It's the because they made the EU figures during the Power of the Force 2. Yeah, and they have
so,
the.
If you look at that figure, he has this cat looking alien on his shoulder.
What's the name? Oh, let me see what the
but
name
they don't, it doesn't say the name, I don't think.
No, it's got. I think it does. What's the name of it? Doesn't say it.
Yeah, because I looked at this recently, because I was just curious.
I'm
what,
looking at it right now. They have it on Briantoys.com.
I was curious what Thrawn figures they had.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and that was the oldest Thrawn figure made.
Yeah, I remember the cartoon because there's no picture of him, so they just used a comic book illustration on the side, you know, for the character. But yeah, it looks sick. He's you know blue face with his dark hair and his red eyes.
So, from the success of the book, they're making there's a sequel to the book, which has something to do with I think Thrawn versus something with Thrawn and Vader's rivalry, and they kind of compete for the Emperor's attention essentially.
Sure.
The Thrawn doesn't really advance until after Tarkin's death.
Okay, those creatures are called the Yezalamir. You can't even
Yezalamir. Okay,
yeah, it's hard to
so,
pronounce.
So Thrawn doesn't really get into his position of insane power until essentially the death of Tarkin.
Right,
because Tarkin, outside of Emperor, is a lead figure of the Empire as far as the military is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Vader's kind of his own thing. He does the Emperor's agenda, but he's not technically in the Imperial Army.
Exactly. That's why he's Lord Vader. He doesn't
have
like
a general. He's not an admiral.
He has no Imperial rank. He's like a side guy. That's why he's...
He's not part of the Imperials.
He has no Imperial rank.
He's part of the Empire. He's not part of the Imperials.
Exactly. He's Lord Vader.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the fuck that means. He almost has like a religious term. Like,
exactly.
Lord Vader, you know? He's
so, like, what he does
like,
is
or,
different to what the Stormtroopers, et cetera, do.
Yes. Even though he obviously, like, you know...
Oh, yeah,
bosses
he
them
supersedes
around.
Them.
Yeah.
And, you know, he used them as...
But look, in A New Hope, he didn't even see Grand Moff Tarkin. Tarkin was the one bitching him around. Tarkin was, enough of this, Vader, release him! You know, as you wish. You know, Vader was...
So, you know, that's a great point.
Tarkin was telling him what to do.
Tarkin did say, enough, Vader, and Vader stopped and listened to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the other guy was like, fuck you, and he was choking him to death because he had no respect for him.
Exactly. And also, Vader only became, like, top dog in Empire. He was really more just like the bulldog. He was more like the enforcer.
This weapon,
yeah. He was the enforcer,
He was kind of this, like, cyborg freak where people were just scared of.
They were scared of, but also didn't really respect him. Because, look, even the other guy, the guy that he choked, he wasn't giving Vader respect. He was fucking ragging on him.
Yeah, you're a monster.
Your sad devotion to that ancient religion, you loser. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, you know. And then, but Tarkin shot him.
But
Tarkin
that's
still
why
has
Star Wars has such, you get all these politics.
Yeah. That kind of stuff is great, you know?
That's
it's
what
those
makes
little
it what
nuances.
It is. But
yes,
that's why
yes.
I think characters like Rose take away from this glorious, constructed universe.
Is it because they're unnecessary
and have no purpose?
Yeah.
They're
just
not
in
interesting.
They're just in there to serve outside.
I think they're in there to serve Disney's 2018 needs and not
exactly.
The needs of the
they're
fans.
In there to serve corporate needs and demographic needs as opposed
like,
to the story.
Yeah,
and that is the problem is if you do that in an organic way, it's fine. But it's hard to, number one, that's very hard to do because, you know, you could sense a corporate entity coming in from a mile away. Anybody with half a brain, like, well, this feels like the corporation came in and jerry-rigged with that. They said, well, we need demographic show that we need, you know, this and this and this from our cast for this movie, you know, make it happen. So, like, right off the bat, you can, you know, it comes off forced, pardon the pun. And it's very hard to do to make it organic, you know, it's hard to make that organic, like to bring in a character like Rose and it not seem like they're shoehorning her in for a purpose beyond servicing the story within the movie, like, and you just feel the outside hands, like, you know, entering our Star Wars, you know, and that's like a big bother, and I think that's one of the huge things about why half the internet, half of YouTube is in such an uproar, and why these like hate Lucas accounts are like growing massively, like World Class Bullshitters and Ethan Van Sciver and Geeks and Gamers. Like those three accounts have gone from like zero subscribers to like 100,000,
you know,
within a few months' time, just because every video they put out is bad mouthing Lucasfilm and Kathleen Kennedy, and you have a lot of backers of that. You know?
I personally am a backer. I think.
Yeah. I'm a half and half. I think there's been missteps. And at this point, yeah. If half
there
the
needs
fans
to be a
are
new
half,
direction.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Give her to Kathleen Kennedy at this point.
I think she doesn't know what Star Wars is.
Yeah.
And where it needs to go.
She has shown herself to just be another corporate.
I think
goon,
she's just a
you know?
Yes man.
Yeah.
And I think she's incapable.
The thing is
bringing Star Wars to the glory that it can be.
Yeah. She's been on the block for so long. You know, she produced Raiders of the Lost Ark. She produced E.T. She produced Jurassic Park. But the thing is that producing is not the same as the creative. Like, it, you know, they have some creative oversight. But it's not, like, what creative oversight did she have over E.T. and Jurassic Park? Really none. She just produced.
Producing's better, just, it's getting the movie to be
made. But also, like, you have a producer like Gary Kurtz who likes, like, it. The you know, obviously the producer's job is very much on the more so on the financial side than it is on the creative side. However, the key role of a producer is to help the director make the movie that they want to make. Or at least the movie that should be made, like what's best creatively. That's should be what the role for the producer is. But the problem is that in past you have all these, it's become like a corporate job, you know, with, you know, like, well, we got to think about the money and this and that, and you know that comes first. And well, we got to think about demographics and all these things that, you know.
So without a doubt,
hurt
but,
the end product.
I'm curious as to so at what point did the Clone Wars end?
The show?
Where is the Clone Wars going?
I could explain this to you right now. So I never got through the Clone Wars fully. I've seen a bunch of scattered episodes.
I've watched maybe 5 episodes in my life.
And the problem with that...
And the only ones I watched were the Grievous-centric ones, because I'm a big Grievous
fan. You like
fan.
Grievous as a character, yeah.
So those were the only ones that I was really interested in was the ones
Captain
where Grievous...
Captain Nefarious.
Because Grievous was, like, fucking killing people and
yeah,
doing crazy
doing
stuff.
Things, yeah, being a relative badass. Yes. See, the problem with me, the main reason why I pretty much ignored the Clone Wars when it was out, because the fucking Clone Wars movie in 2008, I don't know if you saw that in theaters. Did you see the Clone Wars movie?
It was on Netflix at one point.
Did you watch it?
I got made halfway.
It's a piece of shit, man. It's a fucking kiddie movie. It was junk.
Yeah.
I saw it with our friend Mikey in 2008.
You saw it in the movie theater?
In the theaters. Oh, yeah. God. It was a Star Wars movie.
I saw it on Netflix maybe 5 years ago,
and I thought it was meh. So that was 3 years after Revenge of the Sith. And from the build-up from Revenge of the Sith through 2008, I was, you know, that was like probably one of the biggest parts of Star Wars. You know, I was the biggest fan of Star Wars in my like adult life, from like 17 to like in my early 20s. You know, Star Wars was life. And then that movie came out, and I was like, done with Star Wars for a bit. You know, like I could,
so that
I
movie
could
was
grow
so
up
bad that you kind of left Star Wars for about 5-6 years.
I just was like
very turned off.
I have no interest in what they're doing right now. Like, and
it looked childish and simple.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, she was like, oh, she was Ahsoka Tano was kept calling him Sky Guy. All right, Sky Guy, and it was like done.
Twi'lek.
Yes, Ahsoka
Jedi.
Now.
Yeah, I never liked her.
Well, now she's become actually a fan favorite because she was very in the show. The show turned adult, like kind of like Rebels did, and was good. The show also didn't follow a linear progression. It was like episodic and would bounce around. It wasn't in a there was no time frame. It wasn't like year one of the Clone Wars, season two,
so
year
there's
two.
There's a lot of different moving parts.
Yes, a lot of different moving parts bouncing around.
So you had the Separatists, you had the Jedi.
Yes, a lot of...
You kind of had Palpatine's agenda. Yeah.
A lot of shit going on randomly in that show.
So
all that
Republic,
stuff.
The Separatists, and then you had the Jedi.
And I believe it's 5 seasons, but I actually tried a few years ago to start from the fresh, and then I heard, I was
so
like, oh, wait,
that bald
it's not...
Sith was a big character.
Asajj Ventress.
Yeah,
she's in it for a good amount.
I remember a few episodes I watched.
What I was a big fan of, see, another thing with me not watching the Clone Wars was that in 05, they came out with that cartoon show, the shorts, like the 3 to 5 minute shorts of the Clone Wars. Do you not remember it?
I don't recall.
I have it on DVD. It was great. It was short. The whole thing is actually, it's on YouTube. Somebody
same
put it on
animation, where it's different.
No, you know, like this 3D kind of animation that they do with this? No, yeah. it was cartoon style, and it was awesome.
I kind of like the cartoon style better.
I'll show you the DVD. In fact,
yeah,
hold on.
I want to take a look.
I'll show it right now, and I'll actually even put it on the podcast page.
Yeah, because I'm not...
It was actually great.
I'm pretty curious, because I'm not familiar with this at all.
And now is another reason why I kind of like steered clear of the TV show when it was on, because I was like, I already did the Clone Wars. That cartoon was great. I don't need it again. But apparently this did complement that. But they also did rehash a lot of what happened. The end of that Clone Wars cartoon in 05 moved right into episode 3, because at the end of that series, it was a short series. The whole series itself was only 2 hours. They were like 5-minute shorts on, I think, Cartoon Network. Ends with Grievous kidnapping... what's his name? Kidnapping Sidious. No. Kidnapping...
Dooku.
Not Dooku. He doesn't kidnap Dooku. He kidnaps Chancellor Palpatine. Palpatine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not Dooku. But, and at the end, Dooku's in the show, and he's the baddest. The thing with the...
What do you think about if Grievous killed Palpatine in that instance? Well, I don't know if Grievous he could kill Palpatine, because Palpatine was acting like this...
No. You see, Grievous didn't know that Palpatine was...
Sidious. And he was playing with Sidious... Palpatine was playing both roles.
Exactly. That, and, like, well, it made enough sense. It was kind of convoluted, but it was like, yeah, Dooku had Grievous playing both sides of the... Like, Grievous was like, yeah, I gotta kidnap the Chancellor. Meanwhile, the Chancellor is...
Telling him to kidnap him.
Kidnap himself. He's like, this'll be perfect, you know? It's just a big scam. I love the whole war is a scam.
I love the Separatists.
Let me get the DVD.
I don't know what the alien's called. But they sound like Japanese tourists. The Nemoidians, so they kind of took over Naboo, and they look like they're very traditional humanoid alien, big eyes.
Yes. But my lord, is that legal?
They just sound fucking Japanese. I don't understand why they're like, make them sound like Japanese tourists.
The Japanese tourists, Japanese businessmen. Oh, but my lord, our profit equity ratio is not of adequacy.
Oh, my lord, this bluefin tuna. Divine sushi, I love it.
Yellowtail, I will have yellowtail. That's fucking... But it's so funny because I just watched
Where can I buy panties in a vending machine?
Do they have schoolgirl outfits here?
Yeah. I am very excited.
Why is that thing? Japanese businessmen with like Japanese schoolgirls. That's like the quintessential. Is that their kink?
I heard Japan's tremendously awesome.
Yes.
But it's a very unique and bizarre place.
Bizarre is the word to use.
Do I
want
to go
there? Culture has some bizarre kinks.
I
want
to go there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never been on.
I've had a couple friends.
Does Michael Bennett still live there?
I believe so. He might have deleted his Facebook.
I haven't seen him post.
I think he's off the grid.
In the back of my head or anything, you know, just scrolling. Yeah.
From my understanding, he was a listener.
He's there for years. Oh, he was listening to the podcast?
He was
Shout out to Michael Bennett in Japan. I hope you're having a living large.
He was listening, but I don't know if he is anymore.
No, people tune out when we don't come out with an episode for 6 months.
But, I think he's been there for at least 10 years.
It's got to be. He was already there years when that earthquake happened. And he was, like, in the subway or something. He was there for years at that point. And that's years ago.
From my understanding,
when was that Japanese earthquake?
I was in college. I want to say...
You were in college. How long ago was that? You're an old man now, Sean.
I want to say 2010. That's my prediction. I could be wrong. But I think 2010. If it wasn't 2010, it was 2011.
I'm going to look up the exact article that he was in. Yeah, Japanese... Staten Island in Japan relates towering quake experience. And they interview him.
What's the year on that?
2011. And he was there for years at that point.
Okay, so I was close.
You were close, yeah. So that's 7 years, and he was there for years before that.
Okay, so you're showing me these DVDs.
Yeah, those are the Clone Wars cartoon DVDs.
I do vaguely remember this now.
2005. Maybe even late 04 to 2005. What do they say on it?
I do remember this vaguely.
Let me look it up.
And it's a good factor why I remember this. I see the Cartoon Network in the lower left corner. And this is like the Adult Swim or...
Yes. It was that Adult Swim. But you see, that series, and that was actually kind of hard to get because it was they were like 5-minute shorts. They weren't full episodes.
So my most iconic one I remember was the Sith, the bald woman.
Asajj Ventress. He has a big, that was one of the reasons because it was like, well, I already see what happens.
I saw her like going to some like old Jedi temple.
They go to the temple, yeah.
And that's the episode
I saw.
Temple
of a Sissy, I think.
I saw that episode like.
That's a good... What, of the cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon.
New, oh, okay.
I don't know. I think it was a cartoon.
Okay.
I could be mistaken. Yeah. No, it was a cartoon, actually.
They refer to it as Tartakovsky's Clone Wars. Actually, this show ran from 03 to... It ran from 03 to 05. It ran, its last episode was March 26, 05, right a few months before Revenge of the Sith came out. It came out in May of 05.
One of those like late nights, and at this point I'm in high school, so I was clicking channels one late night, and I countered them, like, I saw like a lightsaber, I'm like, oh, what's this?
Mm.
And I think like she fights Anakin in like this temple.
Yes,
and then, like,
in the rain.
And then like escapes.
Yes. I think he eventually kills her. I don't remember. But not to spoil.
I remember being like, wow, this is fucking cool.
That was the reason when the Clone Wars came out. I was like, well, they're just going to rehash what I saw on that cartoon.
This was less childish than...
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The
no,
movie
was
very fucking kid.
Oh, no, the movie's fucking shit. The movie was for kids. Like,
what did you say,
12 and
Sky
under.
Rider?
Sky Guy. She's calling him Sky Guy the whole fucking movie. Embarrassing. Like,
that's terrible.
Like, come on. Like, take the... I know, like, this is for kids, but take the source material a little fucking seriously. I know it's pulpy and it's fucking fantasy, but come on. We used to take these movies seriously.
Remember
when Darth Vader used to kill fucking British men with his... Apology accepted, Captain Nita. He used to kill British men. And now we're calling him Sky Guy.
Sky Guy.
So I checked out at that point.
Well, he's also killing children in the Jedi Temple.
He was killing younglings. No, we have to call them younglings. Killing children sounds bad, all right? Killing children sounds like he's going to the local school with an AR-15.
He wasn't a suicide bomb. He killed them with his lightsaber.
Killed them with a lightsaber. Oh, okay. We got to ban all lightsabers, Sean.
That's it. We're going to start banning lightsabers.
They're
going
to be banning lightsabers for everybody.
The NLA, the National Lightsaber Association.
They're picketing. They're lobbying heavy.
So we're actually doing a pro-lightsaber march in Charlottesville next week. So I'm planning on going.
The NLA is going to be there. And foremost. We're going there. Lightsabers in hand.
My Imperial hoodie on.
Did you see how easy it is to build a lightsaber in this country? You just got... All you do is walk in the store and get a crystal. They don't even background check you. Would this be a good stand-up routine, or is this garbage?
It has potential.
It has the potential.
It's done, you got to work it.
You got to work it right. It needs a little tuning. No one take that. That's our bit.
If you do it incorrectly, they'll be like, all right,
people
fucking
like, you'll,
nerd.
Yeah, you'll have people walk up and go to the bathroom while you're in the middle of your bit.
Yeah. Spit on you.
Yeah, no, it's fucking Star Wars jokes.
Go back to Papa John.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Colonel Sanders did a better job. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, he's in the stand. He's in the audience drunk.
Colonel Sanders or Papa John?
Papa John.
Yeah.
They have to... This was the 1800s. Yeah. It would have been N-word. I'm
upside
like...
down with a fork up your ass.
All right, Michael Richards.
Yeah, they don't learn. Papa John's didn't learn from Michael Richards. He said that same fucking thing, and it didn't work out very good for his career. You've seen him twice since then.
It was only because Seinfeld did him a favor.
Yeah,
it ruined his career.
Whatever was left. Yeah, the only time you've seen him afterward was Comedians in Cars and maybe one episode of Curbed.
And those are both Seinfeld
and
projects.
And that's the only reason. Yeah, no one's hiring him no more.
But he still makes residuals from Seinfeld.
He'll have a revenue stream for the rest of his days. So he's fine. We're making $1 million an episode, 97.
Is he a pariah and everyone calls him a racist? Yes.
Well, it was pretty bad. Was that 11 years ago? I think it was 07.
I think it was right around graduating high school at that point.
I was in college, I think.
I think it was freshman year of college when that outburst occurred. And this is before the climate now. If he did that now, he would be like...
Oh, my God.
Dead. Back then, people were
still... Oh, you're right.
Still...
It was freshman year of college. It was November of 06. So we would have been first year of college there. Oh my God! Yeah,
then,
imagine that happens. That happened in 06.
Then people are a little more
later.
Lenient towards.
Well, the SJW culture wasn't as prevalent, but also that SJW culture is bullshit because
SJHW.
SJHW. What is that?
What is that an acronym for?
SJW.
Yeah.
You don't know SJW?
I don't.
What? You are not on the internet? Social justice warrior.
Okay.
It's SJWs. They're the fucking ones that...
Yeah,
I have something to say about that. That's culturally inappropriate. That's appropriation.
Listen, I think racism is deplorable and all that type of stuff. But...
Well, SJWs are
you need
that's
to
like,
fucking mellow out sometimes
shut
the fuck up.
Especially when it comes to humor. But like, because once you start
policing
humor,
right,
it's the
Morty,
end.
The Rick and Morty creators. They had some...
Oh, the Rick and Morty creator has got... That guy's got a fucking mouth on him. He says whatever he thinks.
So
not to say that he's racist, but he doesn't give a fuck.
He has some controversial, like, joking YouTube video.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck, that guy.
Dan Harmon or the other one?
I think Dan Harmon.
So, he got in some uproar about some video, or he's, like, beating up a baby, but it's like a plastic baby.
Yeah, Dan
baby.
Harmon. He's just like this fucking guy. He's got like his eyes are low, and he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, he's just like, it's not funny. But what was his incident?
No, so anyway, he had some video that was very culturally insensitive. Like, something about beating up children or...
Mm-hmm.
It was all like a joke and stupid, they're drinking, you know? And there was a big uproar from your social justice league.
Oh,
there.
Is this, Dan Harmon deletes Twitter after 2009 joke sparks alt-right.
So, all these people are going up in arms, cancel the show.
They're ridiculous.
Adult Swim's like, listen, Rick and Morty is our cash cow.
It's their fucking money.
This is our most
right
successful, most popular program we have. And they just signed a blockbuster deal for like...
The SJWs don't even fucking watch their shit anyway.
So, Adult Swim, they didn't cancel
it's
the show.
It's not their demographic.
They said... We don't condone what was in the video.
But.
However, that's not relative to.
What they do with the show.
The show.
And
Adult Swim's interests. And the show will continue. We want to make money.
That's it. We want to make dollar bills. Yeah, exactly. That's it. You know, that's the name of the game. And while I think a lot of shit out there.
This is probably the most political episode we've ever had of Retrocade. We're touching a lot. Yeah, it's a climate now.
Just because it's relevant and we're mocking it.
The climate now. I think things are going to mellow out.
They have to.
It's at
a tipping point.
All-time
but
highest.
Now, let me just say this. I think a lot of it is not real outrage. A lot of it. Now, and definitely quote.
Outrage for convenience.
It's outrage for clicks. It's outrage for
attention.
Being noticed. So, because you can make an argument. But what about the Twitter accounts that do it for likes and for followers, in my opinion, like half and half. They might be little, but half for, you know, to get an outrage and then, oh, look, my Twitter, my tweet that disavowed that slightly, you know, inappropriate comment got 10,000 retweets. So, like, it's like a fame thing. There's ego involved.
It's a witch hunt. Like, let's say,
it's totally a witch hunt, but my point is
you're
that,
in high school and you make a tweet when you're 17 and call someone for example.
Now, forget it, Sean. You're off the air now.
Yeah. So,
do you think we would ever stop doing this if some people tried to get us off the air?
So let's say you're 16 years old and you write, again, I don't condone it. You're 16 year old. You're stupid, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have some public office and they're like, you said the word on your Twitter 12 years ago. How dare you get him fired?
Right.
Like,
it's insane.
That's the climate now.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah. And then, and companies are complicit to that because they don't want the heat. They don't want to be in the news. They don't want be Googled. They don't want any of that
this
bad
press.
This is
our generation of McCarthyism.
Yeah.
We're like, you're
it
a
is.
Communist.
It is.
Now it's
it
like,
is.
You're
it's,
a racist.
It is. It's this
it's
generation's
McCarthyism. It's a witch hunt.
But it's what is the purpose? Because McCarthyism had a purpose, and while it was all bullshit, you know, because the purpose was to you know, because the Red Scare, and that was the purpose. Oh, right, you know, it's all communism, even though, like, you know, what is communism? Like, he's a communist. What is he, a terrorist?
What is this? Danger to our country.
Yeah, exact danger to our country and our way of life and capitalism.
It's like the little boy, he's a commie.
He's a commie. But, like, what does that mean? Like, but even
now
that.
Now it's like, he's a bigot.
He's a bigot, right. But, and like, you know, even to a lot of it, you know, happens
because
of humor.
It's for attention, and I think
it's for a lot of it. But beyond attention, it's also money. It's ego and money. And the money comes in, and I'll tell you right now, the money comes in because of one word. This is one word, Urban Dictionary, hate clicks. These writers, first of all, press is fucking dying. I'm telling you, it's sensationalized media is increasing for a reason. Sensationalized media is increasing because people don't watch or really read print. They don't read print anymore. Who the fuck? Not like they used to. From what I heard, the Daily News is really hurting. I think they're going to go out of business.
People care more about Demi Lovato's overdose.
Yeah.
Than the fucking
exactly.
Then you know, Syria. Oh
yeah, the same shtick. But that's
90 people massacre. No one gives a shit.
Even all of that is
celebrity
tremendously sensationalized because, like,
it's deplorable.
They're also getting their news from other venues. So what's happened is the media has become more sensationalized, and beyond that, smaller outlets like bloggers and smaller like article writers, like these tiny little 20-year-old writers from Vice, who, you know. They're making these sensationalized headlines to get clicks, to be popular. And there's ego, there's careers, there's money on the line. And there's a personal, you know, reason behind it as opposed to real outrage. You know, that's like, oh, look, I'm going to write this article about how Richard Cranston, you know, is doesn't like Mexican people. Or
Bryan Cranston.
Who did I say?
Richard Cranston. I don't know who that is.
I probably was thinking Michael Richards. Bryan Cranston, you know, said something about Malaysian people. Like something, you know, something so...
Those aliens from the boo?
Well, blame George Lucas for that. We have no control over George Lucas.
And we will conquer this country.
Yeah, that's blame George Lucas. We didn't invent that. And I was funny because I was just watching a George Lucas interview from 1999, how, because they were trying to say that Jar Jar Binks was a Jamaican, and he was like, it's crazy. How could you say he's like that? Well, a little bit. They were trying to say, like, the rabbit ears of Jar Jar was, like, dreadlocks and shit. But it's like...
He's wearing, like, a vest. He's hanging out.
Yeah.
He's kind of aloof.
Misa, man!
He fucks up things.
Smoking doobie! Hey, what are you saying? Jamaican people screw things up? Not by a long shot. I used to work with a Jamaican guy, and he was fucking diligent as fuck.
Hey, they had a very courageous bobsled team, and I applaud their efforts.
And their music and culture is awesome. And like I said, I worked with a guy that was so fucking diligent.
My cousin does some business in Jamaica. He said they're, you know, very hardworking
people. Yes. So, you know... Not, so I don't paint anybody with the same brush anyway. But so to get back to my point is that, like I said, like that I'm just using Bryan Cranston fucking thing as a joke. But it's like that. But the writer is saying, he's like, I'm going to write this. It's going to get retweeted and reshared. And I'm going to, it's going to further my career because all of a sudden now I've got an article that's got 100,000 retweets. And that's telling you, that is half the reason. Half
you
the reason.
You gotta be careful what you say now.
Long story short, because people will look to stake you, but they're not really looking to stake you. They're really looking to up themselves. They're making a pat themselves in the back because look at me. I'm pointing out a racist while I'm furthering my blog career, or I'm getting retweets and relikes and generating like revenue too, ad revenue.
You're ruining people's lives for your own advance.
That's all it is, man. I'm telling you. Like you said, it's new age McCarthyism, but even really worse because it's more. There's personal.
It's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt, but with personal benefit and ego, and that's why it's so sleazy.
I feel that
for sure.
The storm will eventually pass.
It's got to.
Right now, it's at its all time highs.
Because people are gonna get regular people, even like obviously. Listen. You know, you want everybody to be treated reasonably and equal.
Yes,
but
I agree that everyone deserves a chance, that everyone deserves to be respected. Now,
and anybody who is a true scumbag and a true racist or bigot,
yeah,
like deserves...
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, and even, I mean, he's just a sleazebag, you know.
There are those pieces of shit
that
should be brought down.
Yeah.
And then there's people that made a fucking... YouTube joke,
yeah,
and you're gonna try to get them fired.
I think humor first and foremost should not, like, there's, I don't even believe in
things taken out of context when there's sincerity and there's, oh, this is in good fun.
Yeah,
some jokes are off color and
but humor is humor, and it's not meant to be taken literally or seriously. It's a bit. It's not real. It's not.
And if you're 15 years old, you're not.
It's not even a real opinion.
Person, because you're a 15-year-old, you say stupid things. You're not a fully developed person within society.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about kids though.
People,
fuck kids.
Like, there's stories of people getting their high school Twitter accounts getting blasted because they wrote bad or ignorant things when they were, you know, immature teenagers.
Well, if you did, scrub your accounts, you.
Hey, we got way too political
here.
We
did, but for a reason, because it's relevant to what we do, cracking jokes on this show, and it's relevant to the landscape of 2018.
You're walking on eggshells, and we're just making a commentary how, you got to be very...
And it was also, it started with, thank you fucking Papa John for ruining half our episode. He actually gave us a lot of material, so...
He certainly did.
Wow, we really went on for longer than I thought we were going to go with this episode.
Yeah, this is more not a filler. It's
what have we been going? We're an hour and 22. So do we? What else can we close up? I know we went on a bit of a tangent with the Clone Wars thing, but the Clone Wars show, the original one, was not in linear, and it didn't have an ending. It just kind of abruptly they canceled the show without an ending. So it was just like episodes.
Yeah, that's why there was people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, wait, there was no conclusion. There was no conclusion.
Battle building up and just...
Yeah, just... canceled. Yeah, they just closed it up.
Dead air.
So that's why they Clone Wars saved and Clone Wars back. And, you know, obviously... And also, again, this harkens back to Kathleen Kennedy and the SJW shit. And it's, you know, a lot of people are pissed off about it, but is what it is. But long story short, Lucasfilm, you know, had to scramble and said, what is the fans going to like? You know, what do the fans want? And I guess they hit the nail on the head as this is a start, you know, bringing the Clone Wars back and appeasing the fans that like that show, you know, from when it started in 2008. So there's
that.
I was
never a fan, but
no, not me and you, but there's a huge, because I, like I said, I have my reasons behind not watching that show. It was because I originally watched the cartoon show from 03 and 05. I watched the movie and it was a piece of shit. I did watch the Rebels though, and I was giving it a chance again on Netflix Clone Wars, but I got to, you know,
I'm
let it go. There is a lot of episodes.
I watched season one of Rebels, and that's it.
All right, so I'm 1 and 2.
But as being a big Thrawn fan, I want to get into it, so yeah, I kind of see Thrawn's emergence, and he's supposed to be like. One of the reasons why the show is successful is people are very excited about it.
I heard mixed at first, but then I heard... No, I heard good. Maybe I heard mixed maybe about his first appearance in... Was he in the Tarkin book? I don't know. I don't know what I heard mixed about.
I haven't...
So much fucking media.
I think Zahn wrote the Tarkin book, too.
He might have. Let me see. Let me see the Tarkin book. Yeah. It's fucking shit. Tarkin book was written by... No, it was James Luceno, but he's a good writer. He wrote... The Plagueis book. Remember, the Plagueis book was now not canon anymore, but the Plagueis book was written by James Luceno, and he wrote Tarkin. It does have a good review, though. It's 4 out of 5. 95% of Google users liked it.
At this point, I can only read if it's canon, because then it's not relevant.
That's the unfortunate thing. Well, I would go back and read...
There's the 90s classics, without a doubt.
I would go back and read Shadows of the Empire and the Thrawn trilogy.
So I have a lesser known...
The Black Series figures are beautiful. I'm looking at this Tarkin from the Black Series 6-inch. Very beautiful.
I saw that.
It comes with the interrogation drug.
About $30.
$20 on Target.com. The only thing is that I don't collect the 6-inch. I do the 3 3/4. You know, those are the classics. If I buy, I go for those.
Well, you already defeat, like, looking here. It's been like...
It's funny because I was looking recently at... you know what I never bought in the 90s? Did you have the Phantom Menace figures?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did? I didn't.
I had at least 30 of them.
I was a massive Star Wars figure fan. I'll tell you why. Because Star Wars and then Pokemon came out at roughly the same time. And I just...
That's the end of my Star Wars.
Pokemon.
Phantom Menace was the last batch of figures I bought.
I didn't even make it. I had the pre-orders. I had the Mace Windu in the rectangle box that was like a pre-order for the movie. I had that. And I also had the droid on like their little hover shits. The little, like they would drive around those like upright little like motorcycle hovering things. I had those. And that was really it.
The two hottest figures was Windu and Darth Maul.
And Darth Maul, of course.
Those figures were just...
I had, you know what? I'm probably exaggerating, but I only had a few. Like, because bought a few.
Came with this
the Comlink, right? Exactly. So I only had a handful of those.
I bought the Comlink.
You bought the thing itself. Okay. The Comlink figure. It's what Qui-Gon used in the movie.
Yeah, he bought it, and you can play the microchips.
Yeah, and you play sound bites.
I remember I had it in a shoebox.
Okay, just like I have a lot of my old figures.
I had
an old
shoebox and a Comlink with like 30 chips.
Right. Oh, they do voices from the movie, right?
I remember like looking it up that that's actually worth a shit ton of money because,
a lot of people threw those fucking chips out.
Not many people bought the Comlink.
The thing itself.
So they said if you have that, it's
incomplete.
Worth a nice, it's a worth chunk. A good chunk of change.
That's cool.
So
that would be interesting to go back and buy.
I fucking owned it. I had it.
You lost it?
It was in like my furnace room in a shoebox and I probably thought it was like old shoes and someone threw it out.
Toss it as junk.
It definitely got thrown out because they didn't know what it was.
Sure, yeah. I've had a lot of shit.
I spent
like that.
Considerable time trying to find it and it's got lost in time.
It's funny because I'm looking on eBay and I can't really.
It's a very rare item, I'm telling you.
That's funny. I do remember it in stores, though. But you see, to me, that was just like another. Like, it was like, because you're in the store, you can't buy every toy. So I was like, do I want the Comlink or do I want two figures?
It wasn't popular with kids.
Exactly.
So that's why it's considered a commodity within the Star Wars collecting world. But unfortunately, it's long gone in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's long gone. The piece of plastic is in the gutter. But I tell you, I only had I maybe had Obi-Wan, Maul, and Qui-Gon in regards to those figures.
You had all the lightsaber guys.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't buy Chancellor Valorum, you know? Isn't that so funny that they made that as a character, you know? Like, the kids are going to really want this Chancellor Valorum figure.
They had Wave 2.
Yeah.
Which I bought the only two figures about Wave 2. I bought R2-D2, which was in a Wave 1.
Okay.
And one of the Japanese aliens you were discussing about.
The Nemoidian, yeah.
They had one of them.
The second one. Or the one that said, "Sir, we went up the ventilation shaft."
There's two of them.
There's two of the main guys. There's Newt Gunray and the other guy.
Newt Gunray.
That's his main.
I had Gunray. Yeah.
That's the main guy.
Gunray actually could have been the last Star Wars figure I purchased in a store ever.
Yeah, probably. This is
2001.
Man. Yeah, it's wow. That's actually that 2001 because that's 2 years after. Phantom
Menace. Maybe 2000.
Probably 2000.
You know what? I think this is right. This is before 9/11. I think this is before 9/11.
Yeah, but I had it was definitely before 9/11. You know, so yeah. Early 2001, 2000. Yeah,
I think New Gunray was the last Star Wars figure I ever purchased at a store.
See, Phantom Menace came out in May of 99, and that was like a big hit, obviously, yeah, with the kids anyway.
And
not really
the toys you know. Come with the movie. Yeah, so Wave 2 was probably 6 to 9 months
exactly,
later
for
which
Christmas,
been, which would have been 2000.
Well, yeah, it would either been late 99 or 2000.
No, it was definitely 2000.
Well, you
I
probably bought
it
in 2000, yeah.
I remember it being the summertime when I purchased
oh,
it.
Oh, so then would it make... Well, are you sure?
It might have been a year after.
Sure, you, so, okay. Yeah, I know. A lot of those figures were purchased in
no,
the summertime.
No, I vividly remember being in Manhattan where they
oh,
had
yeah.
the toys before
well, was, it,
Staten
then,
Island did.
Okay, so it was either so, summer 99 or summer 2000. If like, it's Wave 2, we could probably look it up, but no, we're not going to waste that much time here.
It was
but,
Wave 2 where they okay. came out with new figures that were in Wave 1.
Right.
And I remember being in the city where the city had it before Staten Island stores did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, what are these figures? And I bought R2-D2 and Newt Gunray.
Wow. And you bought Newt. It's just so funny, like a kid buying like Newt Gunray. Like I guess
I would be the type of kid that would buy a Newt. I always liked the weird aliens
that
weird were villains.
Well, I always loved obscure characters because I, even as a little
most
kid,
kids
I knew them
are like,
all.
Oh, I don't like this guy.
I don't need this
stupid
Japanese business
sucks.
Alien Japanese businessman or like.
Oh,
I always thought chance
toys
was,
are very good.
Yeah, these toys buy more. That was that what his comlink said? Please buy more
these toys. Very good.
They went up the ventilation shaft. Yeah. I always found it funny that they they made Chancellor Valorum. Obviously, it's for collectors, quote unquote. But it's just so funny. Wow! Like you could see a kid saying, "Like wow, Chancellor Valorum with ceremonial staff." Like, what fucking kid? So ridiculous. But
with ceremonial back pillow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. with articles of declaration. Yeah.
With Nexium.
Yeah, with Nexium for. It's Imodium at AD. Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, yeah, we have the filler. We're discussing the current climate.
Good filler. Do we have anything else to mention from... all right, well, not that I want to go over Shazam, but I did see Jurassic World 7, Fallen Bullshit.
I did not. So
we'll finish this episode.
Give me your review. I didn't see the movie.
Why didn't you see it? You busy? It's
very busy summer months. I wanted to see it just having another time.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I would go. I would have to go alone and sit in an empty movie theater
yeah,
to see it at this point.
Yeah, it's well, it's definitely a dour thing to do. Like when you're feeling depressed, you can go watch that movie. And
well, let's
think, feel miserable about your life.
If you gotta see like a really good movie and just been busy, you go see it.
Yeah.
If you want to see a really shitty movie and you're busy, it's like I have no motivation.
No. And you'll,
the only reason I would see it is just so I can tell how bad it was on this podcast.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I did not like the movie. Not that I thought I was going to go in.
So out of a 100, give me a number, a numeric rating. 100 being fantastic, 1 yeah. being the worst movie I've ever seen.
68. I can't give it 70 because it's not really deserving of it. You know, like the first Jurassic World, I could give like maybe like a 78 or an 80.
So it's by far way worse than the first one.
Jurassic World?
Correct.
Yeah. It's I'll tell you what it's like. It's like the Lost World, like, but worse, you know?
The Lost World was bad.
The Lost World is not great. It's a Spielberg movie. There's some things to take out of it. I could still watch that movie, but this reminded me of that, but worse. Because they kind of did the same thing. They're on
it's
the
convoluted.
Yeah.
They so go many the things island. Going on.
Yeah, there's a volcano on the island. It's just like eye-rolling bullshit. You know, oh, they built on a volcano island. Great idea. And then
so
like,
what are these? I need to know more information, but
no, you
they
don't.
Seem to
no,
be reptilian-esque. Dinosaurs, they're like genetic engineered.
Yeah, which is what they did in the last one anyway. They made a like a dinosaur, they bred it for military killing. And it's like that's what they wanted to do from the Indominus Rex in Jurassic World. They wanted to like weaponize it. The fucking Vincent D'Onofrio, that was the whole thing. He said, we want to weaponize raptors and shit. So it was like the same thing. So like the plot device is exactly the same.
So it's a rehash of a really bad movie. So Jurassic World, which was bad,
it's a rehash of that. It's a mix of Jurassic World. I mean, it's a mix of Jurassic World and The Lost World, Jurassic Park. It's a mix of those two movies done shittily. So they are on the island for a bit. Of course, dinosaurs chase them, which is shitty. They leave the island. And then, so, like, these rich guys have a big, like, billionaire, like, auction. They're, like, auctioning off dinosaurs for the, I guess, the purpose of, like, military use? Like, for
probably, like, personal collections.
Or personal collections, yeah. Like just, like a bunch of, like, sleazy billionaires from, like, random countries.
Yeah, private zoo.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, exactly. Like, do we have 300 million? And they're having an auction with the dinosaur in a cage in the middle, you know? Until finally, you know, the big...
They escape. And...
Exactly. You can go, you know where it goes. Yeah.
And it's very simple plot.
Yeah. So it's just so lame.
So it sounds like a miss. Just hit or miss. It's a miss.
It is a miss.
It's a skip. It's not worth seeing.
I would, like, I mean, it's a summer blockbuster, and I like to tell people to go watch popcorn movies, but this movie sucked. And I'm a huge Jurassic Park fan. The first one, I think, is one of the best action movies ever.
Dinosaurs are very...
It's just
enjoyable.
Where can
simple.
You go, though? You've done it. You know, like, the problem is the first one works because of the awe. They, like,
the first
one
was such
dinosaurs, you know?
Highest grossing movie of 1993.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
what was going to be?
Being
it?
As a 5-year-old.
The Color,
like,
Purple? No, that was before then.
As a 5-year-old, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying, the awe, the wonder. Because two things with that movie didn't happened. The cast, meaning like the people in the movie, the characters never saw dinosaurs before, so there's their awe to, oh my god, it's a dinosaur, so there's their awe, and then there's our awe as an audience who has also never seen dinosaurs that realistically looked real on screen. So there's those two levels of awe where it's like, wow, I can't believe they actually made this work. I can't believe their computers made these dinosaurs come to life. And also, you know, Stan Winston with his giant puppets that look flawless. I mean, those dinosaurs looked so real.
I'm an advocate for puppets. I said time and time
again.
Oh,
absolutely. Still.
Puppets look better than CGI.
Yeah, so the problem is that it's a dying art, and a lot of the puppets that they usually whip out are lacking nowadays.
The guys don't know how to do it.
That dying art.
The Jim Henson geniuses of the world aren't here
anymore. Stan Winston's dead. Jim Henson's dead.
Frank Oz
is alive.
Yeah, he's not doing it anymore.
Why? He did it for, what's it called? But that puppet was a little lacking, too, the one in The Last Jedi. But he did do it.
Ridley of Alien fame, he knows fantastic.
Oh, what's his name? The Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. He knows how to do shit with, like, old-school special effects.
Yeah.
He
was great with
anymore.
That for Blade Runner, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so he has a touch that it's a dying art, like you said.
It's a dying art.
The puppet master is so, you know, you don't have people trained to be like, I want to do puppets.
Exactly. They're all computers.
It's
all computers.
Now it's CGI made irrelevant.
Exactly. And I'll quote Jurassic Park why people don't even go in for that career. Because it's like, we're out of a job. Don't you mean extinct? Who's going to go into puppetry in a world that's
more
and more CGI?
15. If I look back then, I was 15. I'm like, you know, I'm going to master puppets.
Yeah, I mean,
people would make
of
fun of me and call me a fucking weirdo.
Nah, you'd be an
artist. And then I devote my time to the art, go to, like, the advanced art schools and shit.
Go to Juilliard for it.
Next thing you know, I'm the best guy in the fucking trade, and I'm making millions of fucking dollars.
Well, you could start your own
company.
Hollywood puppetry.
You could be
company.
A modern Jim Henson.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
So, kids, you're listening. Get into puppets. And then when they're dead.
50 years
broke,
later.
When they're,
so,
they're dead broke.
That interview. So, what made you? I'll listen to this podcast.
These two
I
suckers
found.
That are they dead
were,
fat.
They were telling me to Papa John's and do puppet school. And
I became a racist and
I got diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
But I
did
a very
John.
Successful puppet career.
Yeah.
Thank you, RetroKid.
Thank you, RetroKid.
For puppets and pizza. Phil.
You'll thank us, kids. Go into puppets. And better.
On that note, episode 30 in the books. Mm-hmm.
Do we
got
any more
sign off
notes? Yeah, do we have any more sign off notes? I mean, we covered everything pretty shittily. No, we covered everything. What else was there to say about.
It's a dog days right now.
It's a dog days. I mean, I know there's San Diego Comic Con. What's really going on? There's Marvel Rising, which is that cartoon movie with all, like, the female Marvel characters. You ready to see that? No. Exactly.
It's not
that's
on
it.
My top of my list.
I don't
say
know if anybody else is.
Not that excited to
but
be
that's like the news coming out of Comic Con right now, you know? So it's like, whatever. We talk.
But we're going to try.
Marvel Rising Secret Warriors.
If you can get the two
film.
Tickets without issue, we're going to go to the New York City Comic Con, which I believe is in October.
We'll do a great video. I'll bring all my equipment. I wonder what equipment they'll allow me to bring.
And we'll definitely check out some panels.
No professional cameras.
Some panels. We'll buy some
Do it all.
Interesting merch.
That'd be some good. That'd be some good content with throwing the YouTube page. Follow us on YouTube.
This is the California comic. It's a bigger one than the New York one. The New York one's pretty massive.
San Diego's
the
big one, but New York's good too. It's a second though. It's a San Diego.
Second of the country.
Second
exactly.
fiddle.
So we're gonna do Retrocade, not live, but we'll do a Retrocade New York Comic Con.
Hey, you never know. We might be able to do it live. I'll fucking.
We can
stream,
do it live in the stairwell.
Stream it. I know, right? We're not gonna. I guess we're not
Retrocade
gonna.
Retrocade in the food court of Comic Con.
We're doing a food court podcast.
In the background. Can I get two cheeseburgers yeah. and some nachos?
There's some fat comic book guy. Oh, like his butt crack is like in the shot. If we do a video stream
live from the food court security. Hey, you can't
live
film
from the
it.
Papa John's food court.
You can't film in
you
here.
Can't film here. Sponsored by Papa John's.
Cut.
Yeah, I know that. The
better pizza, better races, Papa John's.
I guess on that note, we'll pretty much close it. And yeah, so we'll try to do that. We'll try to come out with we'll do an episode in August, I think. So we need more content.
No, we'll do an August episode, certainly. It's a matter of when.
Yeah, but we did do a long episode right now. I thought we were only going to get an hour in, but we ended up doing an hour and 40, so... Pretty good. You guys listening in. We're on the tumor. So that's pretty much it. We'll be back soon. Enjoy your summer, everyone. Enjoy being a reasonable person and not a maniac that's writing, clickbait, hate click articles. And be nice to your fellow man or woman.
Positive vibes all around.
Positive vibes to everyone. I guess that's it. We covered everything.
That's it.
All right. We'll be waiting for the lawsuits in the mail.
That's
after
it.
After this episode.
That's it. The throw on the rocks and as your famous send off goes.
Bricks through our windows. Keep watching the stars.